Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh, and it's Friday. You have worked hard this week. You worked hard for this moment. You deserve a little moment in sound. We've got Sioux City songwriter Devin Cadwell with us in the SDPB studios in Vermilion today. He's playing the Springfield Fall Festival tomorrow at 11 a.m. Welcome, Devin. It's nice to see you.
Thank you. I feel very welcomed.
Be here.
And Springfield is your hometown.
Yes, it is my hometown.
Tell me a little bit about growing up in Springfield and then about coming home and playing Springfield.
Well, so I grew up on a farm actually about 6-7 miles outside of Springfield. Mm-hmm. I grew up there. The population sign always read 834 people.
Okay.
I think it's now down to like probably 600 or something like that. 600,
oh, wow.
700. So I grew up there. Luckily, actually, a funny thing about playing tomorrow, too, is I'll play after my mentor and teacher, John McNeil, and his wife are playing music. And so because of that small town, I got guitar lessons for free in high school. And
really?
Yeah. Gained a friend out of that as well.
How did you know you wanted to play guitar?
I'd been singing my whole life since I was in third grade. So not my whole life, I guess. I'll clarify that. But
you were probably singing before that.
Yeah,
that's your first memory.
That
of
was
singing.
My first memory of singing. Yeah. So I just started to kind of write some songs, but I didn't play an instrument yet. And I tried piano. Didn't really care much for piano. And John and I were just both filling up with gas at the same time. And in my small town, it's a social obligation to talk with people who you're filling up with gas.
Really?
You know, you got to. You right? know everybody. So yeah. John and I were filling up with gas, and I kind of mentioned offhandedly that I wanted to learn how to play guitar. And he's like, well, you get yourself a Martin guitar, and I'll teach you how to play. And so that was in August. So in May of that school year, or March of that school year, I got a Martin guitar, and he taught me how to play guitar.
Where'd you get the guitar?
What lengths
did you have to go through to get the guitar?
I went and got the guitar at Mollet Music in Yankton, which is now, I think, closed.
Okay.
Which is sad. That was like the music store I always went to when I was younger.
So you had to convince someone in your family that this was a worthy investment.
Yeah. Luckily, I have a grandmother. She's out in Edgemont, South Dakota, who's always really passionate about. She's an artist herself. And so I think that she was really pretty excited that I wanted to learn how to play guitar, and so she helped me out with
is she around now?
Yes,
okay,
she's around.
So what has she said about your development as a musician then?
I think she really enjoys that I do art in this way. I think that's kind of what I've gathered. So that's always been fun. I think both her and I, we both find a lot of respite in the arts.
Yeah.
And that's something I've always enjoyed about just playing music.
So this fascinates me. So tell me, my great grandfather was a house painter. You look at this at the census things, and he's a house painter. But left behind are these beautiful little pieces of art that in his free time he was creating this still life of a flower vase or this scene of a deer on a piece of wood or you know whatever he decided. What kind of artist was your grandmother?
So one of the things she would really do is she always liked to she'll take like photographs and then like kind of paint a version of the photograph. That was one of the things she really got into watercolors. After she got back from, she took a trip to France a few years ago, and after she got back from that, she got a little bit more into kind of like abstract art using a lot of textures and paint. And so it's always fun to go to her house if she has her art studio ready, just sit up there, listen to classical music and paint some stuff. So that was always a lot of fun.
That fascinates me, the sort of hidden legacy of artists.
Influences you to create too. I think that's what's really fun about it, that you can sit down with nothing and come out with something.
Yeah.
And I think that's been a lot of fun as a musician, you know, especially too as a therapist. When I get home, or I don't have to work Friday, so when I get my Friday off, just sit down, you know, make some coffee, and I'll just sit and I'll just play and maybe write some songs if I'm lucky. If I'm lucky, I'll get a song.
Let's start, so we make sure we have time. Let's hear a song. What are you going to play for us?
So this is a song of mine called Prometheus. So I'll go into this one.
There's a rhythm in your sway. My eyes from turning away, turning away. I spent months wishing you away from my time with you to fade. But it's no use, it's no use. It's like you got my neck in a noose, in a noose. So at your place is Camelos, Camelos, Camelos. And hold on to me as I fall 1,000 feet to the ground. And behold in my hand as I search for what needs to be found, for what needs to be found, for what needs to be found. So like Prometheus I'll go, stealing fire from gods to glow, gods to glow. And when I'm punished for my crime, I'll be happy to serve the time, to serve the time. The sun will rise, the sun will set. I'll be damned here doomed to never forget, never forget. I should have taken your hand, baby, I should have had a plan. Yeah, I should have been more your type of man. I should have been more your type of man. And hold on to me as I fall 1,000 feet to the ground. And behold in my hand as I search for what needs to be found, for what needs to be found, for what needs to be found. So myth and rhyme and ebb and flow, they follow me where I go, where I go. So let's pull the sun across the sky. Apollo's occupation, now yours and mine, now yours and mine. You know I should have seen the signs. You were just another legend of my mind. You were just another legend of my mind. You were just another legend of my mind. And hold on to me as I fall 1,000 feet to the ground. And behold in my hand as I search for what needs to be found, for what needs to be found, your what needs to be found. Your what needs to be found.
We you're just tuning in, you're listening to Moment in Sound on SDPB Radio. My guest, Devin Cadwell, playing live at the studios in Vermilion. Awesome stuff. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
When you write songs, are there themes that you come back to again and again? What really sort of needles at you and won't go away?
Needles at me and won't go away. You know what? That's funny, actually, with the... So I'm good friends with... I love public radio, by the way. I grew up, as I said, I grew up on a farm. And so for the longest time, we had five channels. And one of them was PBS.
Right.
And so I tuned to a lot of PBS. But then the public radio station in Sioux City, Siouxland Public Media, has also been a good friend of mine these past few years. And so... I have this series of songs. It's about a guy running away from his fiance, his wife to be at the altar. And those are my nautical songs. And so it's kind of this guy runs away and he kind of flees on the ship. And so he's kind of out on the sea and he's writing about or kind of thinking about what he just did. So that's a theme I often come back to. I like to do stories. And so as I was sitting, because a lot of times with these songs, because I've written them, so I don't have to think much about what I'm doing.
Right,
so I was thinking about what I had mentioned with my grandma, and she was a big influence on what art I got into. So in high school, I started to get really into Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
So then every year at Christmas, she would always get me a Sinatra-related gift. She kind of like kept this alive, you know,
you're
like
right.
Get this kid into Sinatra. So she would always get me CDs of Sinatra. So I was still very much kind of into Sinatra in college, and I had just done a project on him for an adult psych class. And so his biography was sitting on one of my shelves. So a lot of times when I'm writing a song, if I have a good, because I always start with a melody, I never start with words.
Okay.
So if I have a melody I like, I just kind of look around for cues. And so this time I'm looking at, because I have a poster, that mugshot of Frank Sinatra, if you've ever seen that. And it says seduction on the bottom. That's what he was arrested for.
Okay.
And I knew the story behind that. Sinatra, he was engaged to his first wife, Nancy, and he was caught in bed with another woman, which at the time was a jailable offense. So he was put in jail that night. And the only person willing to bail him out was his wife-to-be, Nancy.
Wow.
And it's an imagining, the song is an imagining of their walk home that night and kind of just what that would have been like. And it uses a lot of lyrics from Sinatra songs. So a lot of the inspiration comes from his music, because that was a big inspiration for me as a singer when I was a kid.
Wow.
So.
When did you know you wanted to keep doing this? You know, high school things come and high school things go.
Yeah.
College comes and goes. When did you know that this was a thread worth continuing?
That's a great question. You know, I think for me, music has always been something I need. You know, I think that becomes something that's very in the center of myself. I think it always just kind of is there and comes back to me. I really started to do a lot of live music. It really helped right out of college. I was studying abroad my last semester. Did not have the foresight to get a job beforehand. So I came back and I was teaching guitar lessons for a summer. And I ended up teaching guitar lessons then for about 2 years. But the guy who ran the shop had been a drummer in bands in Chicago. His name is George Shieldhouse. And I think for me, this was the first time. Growing up in my small town, people are always like, oh, you need to do American Idol. Now it's you need to do The Voice. And it's like, I'm not going to do a reality show. What I think I like about doing music for the rest of my life is that I realized when I met George that it was completely logical as an adult to keep doing this thing that you love.
Mm.
And you can do that on the weekends. You can find places to play. Because a lot of times when I'm doing this, like, there's no place I'd rather be, you know. This is just what I love to do.
That resonance is there.
Yes, precisely. Yeah. So it's definitely, you know, it's always there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll
what's
take
next?
It. Like I said, this is Blue Eyes and Nancy. I'm going to turn it to kind of a depressing one.
Little Devin Cadwell is on Moment in Sound. A little melancholy for us now.
Yeah, some melancholy for you. As I said, this is about Frank Sinatra. He sits there in his misery,
A young blue eyes in a jail cell for three. Jail man says, looks like you could use some company. Yeah, her name is Nancy, and she's my wife to be. That jail man says, yeah, we'll see, buddy. Yeah, we'll see, buddy. Night and day, they say, you are the one, only you, underneath the moon, or under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are. I think of you, think of you, night and day, night and day. There is no moonlight serenade on their walk home. He's just alone, she's just alone, they're just alone. You went to extremes, she screams, what about our dreams? Or am I just a part? Just a part of your scheme. Don't wanna be a part of your scheme. Not a part of your scheme. He said it's more than just taboo. I should have been loving you. Should have been loving you. Should have been loving you. But let me be clear, you are the ring in my ear. And I'm so sorry, my dear. I'm so sorry, my dear. I'm so sorry, my dear. Of the morning, the heart of young blue eyes learns a lesson. She said, you get the couch or the floor. She slams the door, and what's more, it's cold. He chooses the couch alone, but he knows. But he knows she's crying alone. He says to himself, I met her in Monterey a long time ago. It happened in Monterey, in Old Mexico. Stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine broke somebody's precious heart. No, it wasn't mine. No, it wasn't mine. No, it wasn't mine.
Devin Cadwell on Moment in Sound. And let's just, I want to get to one more song, but for artists who are out there and listening, mm-hmm. like you find this story and you have to have the courage to say, come on, somebody's already written a song about this moment, right? And they haven't, and it's there for you. What, talk about sort of seizing ideas and allowing yourself to follow them without feeling the pressure of everything that's come before you and knowing that you can still put something original into the world.
Ooh, deep question there. I like that, put something original into the world. you know, I think it's just all, especially for just for songwriting, I just try not to have, I'm trying to think of the way to put it. That's it. I really like that question. I've never, like, so is it kind of, you're basically asking, like, how do I sit down and make sure that, like it's original, right?
And how do you not let the natural doubt that it's all been done sort of keep you from following
you.
A path? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you just have to be comfortable with what you're going to be doing and who you are and what you're going to create and not really care.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's, for me, that's really important.
A little bit of guts.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe just some gusto and just like, oh, this will be fine. You know, I think what really helps me now is I have my girlfriend is an English teacher.
Okay.
Much sharper person than I am. And so a lot of times, like this next song I'm going to play, Road Alone, I really think it helps me too. As I'm writing, a lot of times I'll like say to Maddie, like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, does this,
yeah.
you know, like, does that linguistic, like, is there a better word that I could use? And so like, it helps to have a consultant in that
Good
way.
Plan.
Yeah. Right. I think that works. I mean, she has a degree in English, so it works out.
All right.
So I think it's all about, just like being comfortable with what you got.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can never look nervous. I learned that too doing high school theater, that you just always that once you start to perform and somebody can tell you're nervous, you lost them.
Yeah.
And so that's always my biggest thing too, is don't look nervous.
Just kinda, we could talk all hour.
Yes,
let's close with another song. Devin Cadwell.
Good.
You can see him at the Springfield Fall Festival tomorrow at 11.
There you go. Right, and you can find me on my Facebook page too,
and on SoundCloud.
Yes, and on SoundCloud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Devin Devon.
Yes.
Cadwell CadWell.
You got it.
All right.
You got it. You didn't put an L in the last name and not an I in the first name. You were perfect.
We'll put a link up on our website after the show. Go ahead.
Thank you guys so much for having me again. This is great. So I went down that road alone, didn't have no home, no I didn't have no home, no I don't wanna be that fool alone, no house to call his own. No house to call his own. So I'm looking around. The skies are blue. No, I didn't have to choose. But baby, I choose you. So I'm going down this road alone. No house to call my own. No house to call on my home. Oh. So he went down that road alone, a castle for his throne, a castle for his throne. No, he left his court. No, he didn't play the fool. He wrote the rules. Baby, he wrote the rules. Thank you.
looking up. The jester is his tool. No, this is no rose, but that king has courtroom blues. So he's looking up from that courtroom floor. He wants a princess to adore. He wants a princess to adore. So we're stuck here, stuck here after all, writing on the wall, painting writings on the wall. No, leave us be, our volition's true. The ink will have to do, the ink will have to do. We're looking away from our marveling ink. No, you don't have to think, baby, there is no time to blink. So if you say those swirls of blue like sadness true, like sadness true.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Devin. Devin Cadwell, see him at the Springfield Fall Festival tomorrow at 11. Find him on Facebook and SoundCloud.
Yes.
We'll put links up after the show. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.